Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
LaCroix sparkling water. Oh, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. You guys, you know, the Dubrow family loves LaCroix waters. If you've ever wanted to get off soda, by the way, LaCroix is the perfect way to do it. They're great for mocktails, cocktails. They're refreshing. And you know what the best part is? They taste great, but they have zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. I mean, is that not amazing? There's 27 LaCroix flavors. If you saw my post recently, the newest flavors are Pastèque and Limoncello. Limoncello is, I mean, honestly, to die for. And you can make so many fun cocktails with them. Not to go back to the cocktails, but hey, it's me. So LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, Whole30 approved, environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are sustainable, recyclable, and the first on the market to be produced without BPA liner. So enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a healthy alternative for you and your lifestyle. I love LaCroix waters, and so are you. LaCroix sparkling water is available nationwide. If you want a full list of retailers, you go to LaCroix. It's LACROIX. It looks like LaCroix. LaCroixWater.com. And if you want more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. And I have the fabulous Justin Sylvester with me here. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay, if I'm honest. I'm okay. First of all, I was running a little late today because Coco is having a friend over. And you know, poor thing. I mean, she's on her electronics 24/7. I'm like the worst parent. But that's the only way she talks to her friends. And so I've just allowed it. And I even had to turn off, you know, that thing on your phone, like how much screen time you've had.
Oh my God. It's the scariest thing ever. It's my worst nightmare.
It's the worst thing ever. And I won't even look at hers anymore because I know it makes me like the worst parent ever. So I've stopped looking at it. And there are certain friends that she can hang out with because they've been tested or they're quarantined or whatever it is. So she had this friend over today and our nanny is here. To kind of oversee it because I've got some, you know, I'm working stuff going on, but she doesn't, she wants me to come say hi to the mom, of course.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing anyway. So there we go. So now I'm back.
Mom evaluations are no longer happening during COVID. So there's no talking about screen time and I'm a bad mom because I do this. Like that shit went out the window the minute we got hit with Corona. Okay.
I suppose, but you know, there's really fabulous people. Like, I don't know if you know who Kat and Nat are. They're hilarious. These two moms and they go on tour. I mean, not right now, obviously, but they have, you know, a podcast and they have the funniest Instagram and they're so real and they still like post how much they love their kids and everything, but they're so real about everything that it's just hilarious. But there are other people that I know and some that I don't know that are like, you look at their Instagram feed and it's euphoria. I mean, everything is perfect. And I am. And so when I said I'm okay, like I'm always very honest about things. Some days I'm great. And I think all of us are going through like that kind of mercurial, yeah, like up and down thing. but I'm having a real issue watching, and I know it's my issue and I need to like stop following them or something, but I see these people who everything's perfect and their kids are perfect and everyone's still eating, you know, organic balanced meals, the made for at home, and there's everything's just perfect and it's driving me fucking insane.
You know who else had a very perfect childhood? Christina Crawford. Joan Crawford's daughter from the outside looked like she had the most perfect childhood. And then those girls grow up and they write a motherfucking book like Mommy Dearest. And then we find out the truth. This is what happens with people who are on social media. This is what happens with people who present themselves as perfect moms, perfect wives. When things get a little rocky, they not only have to answer for what's going on in their lives, they have to answer for the lie that they tried to keep up for such a long time.
Okay, but here's the thing. On one hand, and this is what I've had people say to me before, look, you know, I'm putting out content and curating of, you know, pieces of my life for you to enjoy and you to see.
I see that.
And here are my tips on how fabulous I am and how I look this way and how I, what I buy and all this stuff. And I understand that, but I don't know, like on normal days, I understand that, but and again, I realize this is maybe my own hang up and I'm willing to admit this, but now, after months and months and months of this shit, I'm just over it. Like, where's the bad hair day? Look at me, Justin. I haven't washed my hair in 3 days. And I've been out. Like, Terry and I went out for sushi last night, sitting outside, socially distant, wearing our masks in and out. But I'm just saying, like, I haven't washed my hair in 3 days because I just haven't.
No, but that's what life is about. And I love and I respect people who are willing to put it out on Front Street like that, because that's everybody else's reality. This is why people show up for this podcast, because you're willing to say, my ass is not okay today. And I don't think people want to watch or people want to listen to, you know, women who pretend like, you know, they got their baby body back in 2 days after having a baby. No, bitch, you run a treadmill for fucking 48 hours straight trying to lose that weight. And you can tell me, like, don't show up in People magazine and say it was diet and exercise. Tell me that you spent $10,000 on a trainer. Tell me that you spent $15,000 on a chef to cook for you 3 times a day. Totally. Tell me you spent 4 hours under the knife to try to get your stomach back in shape. Like, I want to hear those things because they're true. Like, I'm not buying everything on social media anymore, because I know from my own experience, I show the nice.
It's totally true. And even like, I know people in, like that Terry and I know personally, some people we know, it's really weird. They're living like there's no pandemic.
Oh, I went to Orange County the other day and let me tell you what I did.
Okay.
So I went down, there was a hotel that was opening for the first time since quarantine hit.
Okay.
And on our reservation, they said, oh, you know, we're going to be at 20% capacity. It's going to be like, you know, easy. When we got there, there was 200 people at the pool. Nobody had a mask on. And when we walked in, I might as well have been a three-headed giant, because they looked at me like, why do you have a mask on? Do you have something? And no one was social distancing. The pool wasn't even social distance where the chairs were spread out. It was packed. And children, adults, everything. It was weird.
Yeah.
So I turned my black ass around, went to the front desk, left my room, and drove back to Los Angeles. And I couldn't believe that Orange County was pretending like this was only happening in LA.
It's crazy. Man, it's just crazy. Now, we were in, I don't know if you saw my feed, but we were in Idaho.
Ooh, yes.
So, and I saw some of your E friends, by the way, while we were there.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was really fun. And so we were in Idaho and I had my mask, but I had taken some videos and some photos without masks and people went crazy on me. I'm like, dude, I'm with my 2 best friends who don't have COVID on a boat outside.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear a mask on a boat outside. I mean, you got to be but walking through town and walking into the hotel. Of course you have to do all this. I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, yeah. So I have friends that are living like that hotel you went to that never skipped a beat at work.
No.
No. Still have traveled. But I mean, travel with no, you should have seen us. I mean, I talked about it last week, but you should have seen us on the plane. I have like a wand. I'm wanding everything. And I was like crazy girl. And it was great. And I actually got tested when we got home and I'm negative, which is terrific. But you have to take all the precautions. Anyway, so I have friends that are doing that. But back to my original statement, I also have friends that I know because they tell me like the real stuff that's going on. Yeah. And then I see the curated stuff. And I just am having such a problem assimilating those two things. And I keep thinking to myself, am I jealous that I'm not portraying that? I don't know. I always try to be real with myself and go, I always look inside first and go, why do you feel that way? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you that you are frustrated that you know people, and I do know people as well, that set this unrealistic expectation.
The bar
that you're setting that other women are trying to achieve, and it's not real. Like, it's not real because you have two housekeepers and you have a nanny there 24/7. You also hate your husband. Your kids barely see you because you're working all the time trying to keep everything up, and I get that. But the bar you're setting for people who do follow you, who aren't privy to what happens in the background of your home, they're thinking that they have to keep up that expectation as well. And it's not fair to real people.
It's not fair to real people. So I'll tell you what happened last week. So I had Terry on the show, on Friday's show, and we're doing the show. And he was talking so fast, right? Which he does sometimes when he gets excited. So I make this motion with my hand, like, slow down.
Oh! And,
by the way, it pissed him off so badly that we get into this huge fight. My poor producer, Alan, is sitting there, like, probably dying. We get into this huge fight, and he storms out of the room. And I say, Alan, you know, I'll call you back, whatever. And then I'm like, are you kidding me? All I meant, he's like, I hate when you do that. Ah! And we get into this huge fight. And then I go, well, you just screwed up my show because I need to finish my show and blah, blah, blah. And you're supposed to be my guest and whatever. And so he comes back and he's like, fine, let's finish it. I'm like, we can't finish it like this because we will not have a good time. And this is not okay. And blah, blah, blah. So finally, we both took a deep breath, right? We cut that part out. We did the rest of the show. And at the end, I mention it. I go, by the way, there was a little break in the middle. We got into a little fight here. But I'm proud of how, like, we got over it.
We handled it, yeah.
And we handled it. We made up and we kind of literally kissed and made up. And then we were fine. And we never discussed it again.
100%.
But like we got into a fight in the middle of the show and I couldn't just like pretend that it didn't happen. I could have, but I didn't because it's not real.
And it's not right. It's really not right. And I think at this time, like I understand that people have been curating and manicuring those Instagram profiles for a very long time. But right now in this pandemic, the last thing I want to see is some single ass person talking about how happy and how like they found themselves and kumbaya and namaste and like, and it's like, shut up. I'm going to hit you over the head.
Yep.
And I get it. And I don't even have kids. And that's not even my stress, but I understand and I hear you. I see those people who I know who pretend and set that bar and make it unrealistic for everybody
else. I hate
it.
By the way, speaking of relationships, when you said we went to a hotel, who's we?
Oh, so I call them the white ladies. Like I have a pack of older white ladies that mm-hmm. I run with. Yep. You met them in Aspen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a pack of white ladies that I run with and we decided to get out of LA and just go and like hang because we are in a quarantine pod.
Yep.
And we turned right back around. I was like, there's no way. I'm desperado to get out of LA. I'm desperate to sit by a pool and order a rosé, but mm-hmm. I cannot do this at all.
So I agree. So when we went to Idaho, it was very easy in the hotel. We didn't sit by a pool or anything, but But and then we saw like little groups of people and mm-hmm. even still kind of like sat on someone's porch outside, you know,
yeah.
like really didn't get, you know, too close to people. And but there was one restaurant we went to where it was so tightly packed and we like almost we like didn't we should have probably left and we didn't and we got lucky and we're fine. But it was like I didn't know what to do. It was so weird. It was like being in a Twilight Zone.
It freaks you out. And let me tell you this, because I have called myself out on this. One, you have to turn around when those things happen.
I would next time.
You would next time. The second thing is I started going to these, people started having these little pop-up outdoor moments, like 10 to 12 people. And I thought I was brave enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it's not about the place you're at or the people. It's about me, because sometimes I don't trust myself. You know, when you get a little drunk, you get a little handsy, you want to talk yes. to someone, you want to, you know, you miss touching people.
Yes.
And I'm a very affectionate person. So I was finding myself going back into my old habits, and I had to say no more. Like, if you can't handle being at a restaurant or at a party with 10 people social distancing, you can't go anymore because you're freaking yourself out.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And I just had a very, like, was in when I was saying, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. The important things are fine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. everyone's healthy and we're good. I feel off. This holiday weekend was very strange. One of my best friends, her brother died unexpectedly and Ooh. Very suddenly. And it was so tragic, and I'm so devastated for her and her family. And we just, you know, like, so that's how the, like, that was like the beginning of the weekend. And then even still, like, there was no celebratory anything. Ooh. And it was just such an oddball whole weekend, I thought. Did you do anything like July 4th-y?
You know what? I sat at a girlfriend's pool, but the retrograde's going on right now.
Oh, is that like a Mercury thing? Is that like where we're supposed to feel funky? You know, I don't know about those things.
It's like a Mercury retrograde, but okay. instead of Mercury, it's Mercury, Venus, Pluto. Everything's in retrograde right now, girl. So
oh,
everything is feeling
I
stronger. I just sent you a number to a psychic healer.
Oh, good.
You're going to call Gina. You're going to text Gina and tell her that you need to talk.
Okay.
And you're going to talk to Gina for an hour and she will blow your mind. I think what you're feeling is part of that retrograde. And I believe in those things.
Do you? So do I, 100%. As we all know, Mrs. Lee got me for a lot of cash. But anyway, moving on from that. I believe in everything. But I also think, and I'm wondering if you're feeling this also, and I know, and if other people are feeling this way, is that, you know, when this whole thing started, okay, so we felt a certain way and then we got used to it and then it looked like it was ending and everything was opening yes. and now we're in this weird limbo period. I just feel like, and again, I understand everyone feels this way, or I think mm-hmm. they do, is that it's like, being in such limbo, like I literally had to tell myself the other day, it's not just you.
No.
It's not just you. It's not just your projects that are on hold. It's not just your life that's on hold. It's everyone. It's all of us.
It's every single person. But I also think as a mother, you have to watch yourself extra hard because as a mother, you pick up everybody else's energy. So you're not only defending yourself from Terry's energy, you have kids, you're picking up their energy, you're picking up the people who work in the house's energy. Everybody's energy is slanted towards you, and you have to be careful about that.
That is very, very true. And I also think what's weird is that Terry is back to work. So where you and I are like sort of like, you know, bobbing and weaving and figuring it out, and I want to hear what's going on at Daily Pop right now and how it's been going.
Yeah.
He's back. So he's operating. He's seeing patients. He's filming his show License to Kill right now. And he said the way they've done it on skeleton crew is amazing. They're starting yeah. Botched tomorrow. Oh, so
Terry's living his best life.
He's back. And so what's strange is his energy is kind of like weirdly normal.
Yes. And then you get caught in the energy, and then you realize and you get frustrated that your life is not back to normal.
Like that. And then like he's tired again. So he's a little irritable and I'm trying to tell him, hey, this great thing or that. I don't know. It's just been very odd. And then, yeah, the kids are definitely ready to go back to school. As all mothers will tell you, their children must go back to school. They must. They must. And I'm telling you, I was with, I had to take one of the kids to the doctor, and the doctor who has two kids, she was like, their school has offered them a stay-at-home program. I'm like, no. That is
never.
Never
happening.
They need to go back to school. But I have to say, like, my kids have done, knock on wood, because, you know, every time I say something good, it all goes to shit. But they've done pretty well. I mean, my son, you know, he worked at this day camp for a few weeks and he's taking a class online. He's doing well. Did you see Max came out?
I was about to say, welcome to the letter people.
Yeah, is that cool?
Welcome to the letter people. I'm sure you talked about this already, haven't you?
A little bit. I'll talk about it.
Were you surprised?
No, I knew. She told me long time ago. Yeah.
It was just trying to find her perfect time to reveal.
Yeah, you know, I always say, like, I have diarrhea of the mouth personally, but I don't tell my kids personal information because it's their story to tell, and you can't. And so she had told me quite some time ago. And then I was like, honestly, my mom was pissed that I didn't tell her. And I was like, because what happened was I can't remember if I told the story, but I was walked into the house the other day, and Max goes, did you see my post? And I was
oh my God.
And I would literally have my purse over my arm. Like I was like standing in the doorway and I go, and it was so funny what she wrote. And so I go, oh my God, that's so funny. And I said, can I repost it? And she goes, yeah. And I go, are you sure? Cause if I repost it, it goes viral.
100%.
And she said, no, I'm fine with it. And I said, okay. So I reposted it. And then like the dogs needed to go out or something happened where I put my purse down and I forgot. I posted it and I walked away.
And then you came back and your phone was on fire.
On fire. And so like my mom, like, why do I have to find out from People magazine that my granddaughter is bisexual? I'm like, I don't know. The dogs were barking. I had to like walk outside. But of course my mom's like, well, you should have told me months ago. I'm like, no, it wasn't your business. It's her business.
No, for sure. But how lucky that we live in a world where you don't even think twice about it. Because like, if I would have come out, you know, when I was growing up, it would have been a whole, you need to tell this person, you tell this person, we need to sit down with this person. Let's talk to a priest before you tell everyone. Should we see a psychologist? Like, it would have been this whole roundabout moment. How beautiful that we live in a day and age where you didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah, it's cool. And I have to say, you know, as much as, you know, I worry and I stress, like, do I do enough for my kids? Am I being a good mother? Am I teaching them the right things? Am I instilling the, you know, what are they going to think of me when they're old? Like of course I worry about all of that. And, you know, I know my job is to create these like healthy, independent, like functioning human beings. When I see one of my kids be able to be who they are and be so confident and cool and that doesn't mean she's like that in every, you know, element of her life. She's got her own foibles and her own issues and her own everything. Yeah. But I love that she, in this moment, she could be so cool and confident. And I think to myself, okay, I had a hand in that.
We did something. That. No, we're good. And your other kids didn't even think twice about it. Like that's normally when people have, you know, there's children, like you spend time with one or, you know, this one gets, you know, a shorthand or this one gets a shorthand. Every parent has that fear. Mm-hmm. But when all your kids can be open and accepting and ready and willing for everything that's been happening these last few months, even with Black Lives Matter and you know, Black Trans Lives Matter, when you can look at your kids and you're looking at your 16-year-old or your 17-year-old and you have to explain a lot to them because they've already been taught that, that's a sign.
Totally.
That's a sign.
You said that perfectly. Exactly. We've never had to sit down and have those conversations. I mean, we have those conversations because it's everything that's going on in the world right now. But I'm saying like these aren't new concepts.
No, we're not starting from square one, because I know a lot of people who are starting from square one with 15 and 16 year olds. And I'm like, wow, yes, failure on your part.
Yeah, failure. But like, thank God they're having them now.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. So what's going on? Oh, wait. And also, I've got to talk about Morgan.
Oh, my God. Can you believe?
So cute.
Can you believe?
Yes, I love it. How long have they been together?
So they dated for like a year or so, 10 years ago.
Right.
And then they broke up.
Yeah.
They grew up, you know, went their own ways. And they recently got back together in January. And it's weird because when I met him, you know, I'm all about people being single. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I like being single. I'm living my best life. I'm just waiting on my person. And I was trying to encourage her to do the same. And I met him one night and I was like, holy hell, you guys are going to be engaged before like the end of the year.
You predicted that?
We talked about it on Daily Pop the day before she got engaged. I was like, this is not even going to take that long. Like, it was crazy. And the next day I walked by her house because we're kind of neighbors. To say hi. And she was like, guess what? And she showed me the ring. And I'm so happy for her because he really is her person. And there's also a side of me that's really jealous of her because he's just so sweet and nice and cute and funny and comes from a great family. And like, who wouldn't want Dr. Phil as their father-in-law?
Oh, come on. I know. We've been on his show. It's funny because we've been on his show a couple of times with our books and stuff. And actually his son, Jay, who produces mm-hmm. The Doctors, which I used to co-host a lot, they actually published one of our books or two of our books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bluebird or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bird Street or Ghost Bird Mountain. I think it changed to Ghost Mountain. I can't remember. But what a lovely family.
She's killing it. She's like literally having the year of her life. Like,
this what does he do?
He is a musician. So he recently went on tour with the Jonas Brothers last year. He did opened the whole tour for them. And he also writes music and produces, and he chills. Like, he seriously is like the most chill person you've ever met.
Gosh, I love it.
I know, and her ring is so fabulous.
It is? What does it look like?
I've just never been more jealous of someone in my life.
I just want a ring. I'll buy you a ring.
You know what I want? I just want that. Like, I want somebody who gets me. Like, he gets her. He gets her. He accepts her. He understands her. And, you know, it's just nice to see her have it.
I love that.
It's crazy, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Now that my family is back out in the world, I can't even tell you, like, I've always been crazy about sanitizing everything, but the phones and going to restaurants, I'm just like freaked out about everything. And of course I know, cause Terry's told me that your phone is 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat. That is so disgusting. I mean, I remember potty training the kids and the public restrooms. I just, ugh, gross. Oh my gosh. And if our phone is dirtier than that, crazy. So what I do now is I use my Home Medics UV Clean phone sanitizer because it kills up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level. And the best part of it is that you're not using harmful chemicals or liquids. It actually sanitizes and disinfects both sides of your phone 10 times faster than other products on the market. And it takes a minute. Come on, you got a minute. But we're all busy. I mean, I can't sit around and wait for my phone to be sanitized 10, 15, 20 minutes. That's crazy. Like, what if one of my kids needs me, or Terry's trying to call me, or I've got a business opportunity? So it takes 1 minute. And guess what? It's not just for your phone. You can put your glasses, your lipstick, your baby's pacifier, keys, credit card, pens, even your computer mouse. Yeah, you forget about that little guy? Yeah, that. In your UV Clean. The UV Clean phone sanitizer fits virtually any smartphone. And by the way, I have the big daddy with the pop socket on the back. It fits. And it's up to 70 uses per charge, which is amazing. Your phone just never has to be filthy again. I love how much peace of mind this brings me for my family. I have mine sitting right in the kitchen where everyone drops their keys and their phones and charges everything. So there's no excuse. You walk in the house, you clean everything, your keys, your phone, the fob that gets into the community clubhouse near us, all of it. And don't fall for those sketchy phone cleaning companies you see on your Instagram. HomeMedics is a company you could trust because they've been in business for over 30 years. Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Heather Dubrow's World listeners can get free shipping plus $20 off a future HomeMedics purchase. Just head to getuvclean.com and use promo code HDW. That's GETUVCLEAN.com and use promo code HDW. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, make sure you clean your phone too.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
Crazy. All right, tell me about Daily Pop.
It's odd to gossip with somebody who's not next to you, because I'm normally, you know, it'd be me, Morgan, and Carissa, and we would gossip in the morning when we got there at 6:30, and then we would gossip a little bit about what, you know, we're going to talk about. And then when we got on set, it was like, we just all had been gossiping all day. That's what made it so fun and easy. And now it's trying to like talk to someone through a camera that might be delayed 2 seconds. So like you're listening to them and you can't look at them. It's all so weird.
It is weird. And you know, with the kinds of work that you do and I do what we do, it's that energy that you feed. So even like right now, even though people are listening to us, we're looking at each other on Zoom. I don't have to face Zoom with people, but I do because I want to feel your energy and see you and feel like we're together because 100. It's so different.
It's so different. And it's so funny because I feel like celebrities love this.
Why?
People who have never had a down moment are secretly loving it. Like, you know what a press tour is like for housewives? You know how crazy it gets? I've never seen Kyle Richards more happy in her life. No.
Oh, how sad. Yay!
That's the part that she's pissed about, actually. That's the only part she's mad about. Yeah, because she likes to get dolled up and like see all the women and do all that stuff. But, you know, she likes to be at home with her kids, and all of her kids are older and they're working, and one's in college in D.C. And I went over to her house one day, and she literally, it's like Sound of Music there. There's like picnics everywhere. She has like floats in the pool. She has like cheese plates like hanging around. And I'm like, you are a pig in shit right now. You are so happy that you get everybody home. And it's just so crazy because like, she's like, I do. And like, you know, the thought of like going on this press tour for Real Housewives is kind of daunting. I know she gets stressed out about it because she gets so nervous, and to see her like just be able to like enjoy her life and enjoy 4 of her kids behind those gates, she's loving it.
That is so fun. I saw they went back to Aspen.
She is loving it. She cooks every night. There's a different dish there, and she doesn't want anyone to help her cook. That's where she lives. That's where, in the kitchen entertaining, that's her thing.
That's so funny. I'm so not that person.
I'm not that person either. And I get a little upset with her because I'm like, listen, you're on a TV show. They're offering you to go out of town and you can bring your gay best friend. Let's go somewhere.
Let's go. You know,
she'd be like, I don't want to miss picking Portia up from school. I'm like, it's one day. Like, come on. Like, let's go to Europe. Come on. They're offering you all this money. And she'd be like, I'm just not really interested in doing that right now. I don't want to miss picking Portia up from school. I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
You know what's so funny? I think it has something to do with the fact that she had kids very young. Because I will tell you that out of my friends, I can always tell, like, my friends that had like at least their first child very, because I have one girlfriend that's like Kyle that had a baby at like 18, 19 years old. And she's like that also. And I think it's because that was part of their growing up period. I think for people like me, old ladies, who had our kids a little bit older, but we had a full life before we had kids,
100%.
It's a little different. I think our balances are a little bit different because we lived these adult lives before we had the kids.
100%. And I think for her too, and I think it's very interesting, and I admire this about her a lot. I think that she never wanted the show to ever interfere in her kids' life.
Yeah, I love
that. So she never wanted to miss out on things because the show was happening, because she never wanted, you know, Sophia or Alexia or Portia not to get the same attention that Farrah had gotten. And I admire her a lot for that. And she's done it for 10 years, 10 plus years. She's really figured out a way how to do it all. And sometimes I'm like, girl, how do you have a hair on that head?
10 years on the show. I don't think I could have done 10 years.
I don't think I could do 10 years either. I would have, I thought for sure, like we used to talk about it all the time, but I'm kind of proud of her that she stuck it out because she is an original.
Yeah.
She was the OG of Beverly Hills. It's, you know, it's an ensemble show, but it feels like, you know, it's different whenever you have been there since the beginning and you're the only one there from the beginning. So
I wonder how much longer she'll do it.
I wonder that too. I always wonder. And for some reason, she keeps on surprising me. I'm always like, she's not going to go back after this. Like, you know, because sometimes as a housewife, you know, you have that rough season.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, girl.
Call
I don't think
it.
You're gonna call yeah. it, girl. Bitch, call it, bitch. Like, I'm like ringing the bell for you. But every year she goes back with her head high and she does it again. And sometimes I'm just like, damn, I don't know how you do it.
Well, she's able, I'm very impressed with her in that regard also. I'll tell you something funny. The other night, Terry and I were sitting at a restaurant and someone tried to send us champagne, a bottle of champagne, which is very nice. But we go to basically the same restaurants all the time. We don't really venture yeah. out. We're such creatures of habit. And everyone knows, like, we don't accept things from people. So they usually just say no. But we had, like, a new server. She said, oh, this couple. And we said, oh, no, tell them thank you anyway. But no, because you know, you understand why. Because if someone sends you something, now you're obligated. Now we have to go over yes. to the table and say hi. It's like having a meet and greet. And, you know, when we're out to dinner and we're alone or we're with the kids, I don't want to have to do that. We were
what kind of champagne? What kind of champagne?
It was Clicquot. I mean, it was a nice bottle of champagne.
Girl, I would have went and say hello for everybody.
Well, maybe if it had been Grand Dame, but no. Yes. But unless it's someone I know, like we don't do that. We were sitting, I think it was Father's Day even, I don't know, a few years ago, and someone picked up our whole bill and Terry was so upset.
Yeah.
Because now it's Father's Day and now we have to go over to this person
and do the whole thing.
So anyway, so I had said, I'll tell them thank you anyway. So kind of them, but we just, you know, we have drinks and we're good and we don't really accept things and whatever. Anyway, this girl ended up messaging me and she was so sweet. And I went and trolled her profile a little bit because it sounds like she could be the new Orange County housewife.
Ooh, she was trying to get in with you.
She was so sweet. And she actually lives in a neighborhood we used to live in. It's possible we have mutual friends. I don't know her at all.
Mm.
But she's got a lovely family and she looks like she'd be perfect. So I'm curious. I'll tell you, if she ends up doing the show, I will reveal the whole thing. But she was so sweet and like literally just wrote me the loveliest DM. And so I answered her and said, thank you for doing that. I hope we didn't offend you by not accepting.
Oh my God.
You know, we don't accept. And I'm like, you know, best of luck to you. I'm sure you'll do great and whatever.
Do you know that there's a guy who came up to me one time and he goes, oh, you were just so rude to me last time we ran into each other that I met you. The first time I met you was so rude to me.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, I've never in my life had anybody say that because I'm the type of person where I will pretend I know you until you say we don't know each other.
Right, me too.
Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
hi.
Because that's how I am. Because I just assume, like, before I got Daily Pop, I just assumed when I met people that they knew me from somewhere. And, like, we met, like, some drunk, you know, and I... So it just really threw me for a loop because I was like, wow, I can't believe this guy would say this about me. And then I was trying extra hard to get him to think that I wasn't rude. It was like, it took me like 2 hours. It was weird. And finally he was like, yeah, you know, since you got that show on Netflix. And I was like, oh my God, you met another black person and you thought it was me.
And he was like, oh my gosh.
He was like, isn't your name Jason Bolden? And I was like, my name is not Jason Bolden. And if you would have given me a chance to introduce myself, you would have gotten to know me. I'm like, where did you run into this person at anyway? And he goes, oh, in the airport. I'm like, first of all, it doesn't count if it's in an airport.
No, can't bug people in the airport.
You cannot bug people in the airport.
And second off, people are tired and pissed in the airport.
People are tired and pissed in the airport. And second of all, it wasn't even me.
By the way, that's so horrible and so hilarious on so many levels. But I love that your first instinct is like, oh no, I was so not nice to this person. Let me make amends.
I had to try to make amends because I couldn't have him go around telling people that I was
rude.
That
you were mean. I know.
And I was like, where was I? Was I drunk?
No, but I do the same thing because when someone comes up to me, you know, you don't know, like, especially if you're somewhere like close to home, do our kids go to school together? Did I run into you at the supermarket? Are you a patient of terror? Like, who are you? I don't know. So I automatically assume I know you. And then like five seconds in, you're like, oh no, they know you from TV. Oh, okay. And then you do that thing. But I'm the same way. Like, I always just try to be nice, but I don't like if someone doesn't like me.
No, I don't like it either. And I also don't like when they don't like me because they think I'm somebody else.
That's crazy. So now, did you go look up who this Jason Bolden is?
I knew who Jason Bolden is. Yes. So Jason Bolden is the guy who has the show called Styling Hollywood. He styles Taraji P. Henson. He's got like a ton of people.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah. Handsome, good looking, slim.
Very handsome, very talented.
Very talented. And yeah. I'm always, always, always mistaken for him. And I don't mind it because he is super adorable and very accomplished. So But rude, apparently, in the airport.
Don't mess with him in the airport.
I'm like, don't fuck with him at baggage claim.
This is why you carry on, people. Do not check luggage.
And I'm like, I know this person did not see me in the airport because I look homeless in the airport.
Oh my! Do you get dressed when you fly?
Hell no, I'm going to pass out anyway.
What do you wear? I'm really disappointed.
Comfortable clothes. I'm in sweats.
But sweats for you aren't like sweats.
No. I'm cheap, girl. I'm at Marshalls.
I don't mean inexpensive. I mean put together. Like, I'm looking at you right now and you still, like, you've like a cute t-shirt on and you're cute.
It's fair game before 10 o'clock at the airport, honey.
Oh my God, you're so funny. No, I've said this so many times, but I grew up, my mom made us get dressed uncomfortably, but beautifully dressed. Are you drinking a White Claw? What are you drinking?
A Celsius. It's close.
What is that?
Ooh, you haven't had a Celsius?
No.
Ooh, okay.
Is there alcohol in that?
No, but if you need energy, trust and believe, it's all natural. You better come through.
Really?
But let me tell you what you have to do.
Okay.
You have to make sure they have the black tops.
Why?
Because that means that it's carbonated.
Okay.
Because the other ones are not carbonated and it just doesn't work out.
But you the like watermelon the fizzy is one.
Really, I like okay. The fizzy one. The watermelon's really good. The orange and the grape. Get your life.
All right, I'll try. Okay. So back to Idaho.
Don't ever drink a whole can at one time.
Oh, because you have heart palpitations. You know, I'm very susceptible to heart palpitations.
You won't have heart palpitations, but unless you got to run a marathon, bitch, don't do it.
Really? Yeah, I'm not good with energy drinks and stuff like that. Did I tell you I went to the functional medicine doctor?
No, when?
Dr. Lekos, a month ago, 6 weeks, I don't know, but I had to do all those tests. Literally checked every orifice, I'm meeting with him virtually after this. So I'm going to get all my test results and hear like what's going on in my body, which is kind of exciting. But anyway, and then maybe that's why, I don't know, my hormones are so out of whack. I'm just like a disaster. But moving on. So last week I was telling everyone, you know, that we went to Idaho and I saw this lot and this whole thing. So we bought the lot.
Next to Jason Kennedy.
It's not next to Jason, but it's not far.
Are you excited?
Yes. Terry thinks I'm insane. What?
Do you know what you're going to build?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. What's the flight like? Can you fly directly from John Wayne to...
Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is that with the COVID and everything that's going on, the flights everywhere are just not what they were. So I don't know what the normal flights are.
You better call Jason Kennedy and see. But it seems like to them, the way they made it sound, because I have other friends who have houses on that same lake, that it's an easy way to get there.
Yeah, well, they fly from LAX direct.
Oh, then, yeah, why not?
Yeah, but if you go from Orange County, you have to stop.
Oh, no. You could, extra 45 minutes, I'm in.
But we hitched a ride home on a new friend's G4, which was very nice.
Now, I have to ask you this. Are you the friend who builds a house and doesn't let anybody use it? Are you the friend who's like, oh my God, of course you can go there with your man?
That's so interesting. I don't know. And I was talking about like my parents, me and my sister were like graduating high school kind of age, like the same age as the twins, kind of. They had built this house in the Hamptons. And my mom, who's totally controlling, was completely not controlling about the house. She was like, go, use it, take it. My cousins would go by themselves. We'd go with our friends. It was so fun. I don't know. I've never had a second home like that before.
You see, because I have both. I have friends who, and to their credit, they spend a lot of time at their second home. So yeah. It's not as like free flowing, like it feels more personal to them.
Yeah.
But I also have friends who have had multiple second homes and they build them to where they're fun places where people can go and you don't feel like people are in your own space or like, you know what I mean? Like if somebody moves something, you don't care because it's at the fun house.
Right.
But I get so mad about people who build these awesome houses and then you can't use them.
I think this particular house is really meant to be an extension of our current house, meaning it's not going to look anything like it, but I think it's going to be pretty personal. I think that I am looking for this place that I can like disappear.
How often do you think you would actually go?
See, that's what Terry was saying. I could see spending the whole summer there.
But during the year, like, would you go there like on the weekends, every other weekend?
It seems to me that this particular area is, they close the clubhouse from October to like May.
But ooh!
Yeah. But they're, you could still get services, but it's not like open.
Mm.
But they're open for the week of Thanksgiving because apparently Thanksgiving there is amazing.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, but there's also like snow and skiing and all that stuff. And, you know, Terry can't do altitude, which is why we had to take Aspen off the table because he just can't handle it. So I know.
Terry's a prima donna.
He's just very sensitive. So, but only two out of our four kids snowboard anyway. So it kind of works out perfectly, but I could see honestly going there literally all summer.
No, I think you should. People love it there. I know people who just love it there.
Juliana, I don't think she's leaving.
I don't think she's ever leaving. And I don't blame her. She's QVCing it up.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful and it's so peaceful and the air is so nice. And I just like, anyway, so I put this thing on my Instagram saying, hey, would you want to see me build the house? Because I realized when we built this house, you saw some of it on Housewives on the show. And then I've done a full tour on my YouTube channel, but you really didn't get to see like the little details, like when they put the door on wrong or, you know, like that kind of stuff. So the response was crazy.
Are you going to try to do HGTV?
I don't know. I was kind of like, this literally just happened this week. I just wired the money. We just got the lot. I just had a conversation with the architect yesterday. Like it's all happening right now. And then I'm thinking, do I need to make a show out of this? Is this like,
do people
really want to see that kind of detail? Do you think?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. And to see like what the two city people bring to this country living, because sometimes
that's what I was saying. We're like Green Acres.
100%.
Right.
100%. Like, to see what you try to, like, figure out, because I've seen the detail in your home. So I'm interested to see what's supposed to be a cabin and lodge living ends up turning into, like, Emerald Bay.
Well, I will tell you this. I definitely have a vision already for the house.
Oh, you need to call someone. You need to call Netflix and get like a 4-part special on building this home.
Something. I'm so excited about it. The only thing I'm nervous about is that, you know, I've been using the same subs for the last couple of houses. So, I kind of have a shorthand with them. And what's kind of concerning and exciting at the same time about doing the Idaho house is that it's new people, which is interesting because they bring a new flavor. Yeah. And it's also scary because I don't know.
You have no idea.
I have no idea. But it's so funny because, all right, so my best friends are building a house there also. And so he's in the construction business. So they had already met with like all of the builders and all of the architects. And so they had done a lot of the legwork, which is great. And then, of course, Juliana's husband, Bill Rancic, knows everyone. It was so funny. You know, I met him for the first time.
How handsome is he?
He's so handsome, but it was hilarious. We were, we hitched a ride on this G4 on the way home, right? And so we're standing on the tarmac and the Casamigos plane had just landed. And so I look over and I text Juliana and I'm like, I think Bill just landed next to us. And literally I can see like the bottom of Bill, which I'm assuming is Bill, because I see like white shorts and like untucked like shirt. Like he just looked like him. I don't know. And all of a sudden he walks around the plane waving. It was so
funny. That is hilarious.
It was hilarious. He's so handsome. He's so nice. He's like, I mean, he and Juliana are like the perfect couple. It's like they don't exist in nature. And if you think that, I mean, like, you know what we were talking about, like Instagram versus reality? Like, yes. They're just both. They are those people.
Oh, but it's funny because she met the male version of her who's as laid back and just wants to have a good time like her. And, you know, it's crazy. When I first started E, she just is so warm and welcoming and always has the best advice and always just is the person to go to. Like even when she's busy and trying to get her hair and makeup done, she's like, come in here and let's talk about it. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like crying and she's like, fine. You're going to be okay. They're like, Juliana, you're late. And she's like, I'm talking to Justin. And she's like, you're just going to be fine. She's just awesome. She's awesome. She's really cute.
And her house is gorgeous, by the way. And I met Jason's wife for the first time, Lauren, who I'd never met before. And she's phenomenal and stunning and amazing. They have this big puppy. And yes, we were all social distancing, by the way. No need to worry about that. But anyway, so their houses were amazing. And so I was telling you about the architect. So we met with the architect because my friends had a meeting with him on their lot. And this was before we had figured out what lot and we're going back and forth. And his name is Armando.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And he looks like that.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He's got like some really, like he's kind of tatted out. He's handsome.
Ooh, I'll come work on your house.
Yeah. Sign me up. So me and my friend Nancy are like, is Armando going to be there?
By the way, Terry's like, wow, you and Justin are in Idaho a lot these days. We're like, yeah, we're learning Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo está Armando?
We are learning Spanish.
Cute. We're learning Spanish. He's so cute. But anyways, married, by the way, and so am I. And you're not, but he's straight. So there you go. Anyway, but he's so cool. And I have such a vision for this house. And what's cool about this lot that we were deciding between these two lots, and they're very different, but both kind of cool. And what I love about the lot that we ended up with was people were scared of the lot because they thought, so you have to understand that this area, they don't dig down because it's on salt.
Yes.
So it's very expensive to dig. But this lot that we got, it's a little slopey. You don't really have to dig, but there's some natural, beautiful rocks on the property.
Oh my God, you can build in the rocks.
But you can build around the rocks and you can build in the, it's just so gorgeous. And so people, I think, were scared because they thought, I think people wanted to come in and level the rocks.
So they were, that's not what you do.
No, that's not what you do. You got to kind of go with the grain. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm just really excited about it. I think we have some really fun things. But it was funny because I'm on the phone with them yesterday and I'm going through because I sort of did like a sketch of what I want the house to look like. And then we were talking about the different rooms and blah, blah, blah. And then we were talking about outside. And I was like, did I miss anything? And he's like, well, I really think you need like a wood chopping area. And I'm like, yes, I do.
You're like, throw it in there, Armando.
I go, but it's got to be fabulous. Can we do a fabulous wood chopping area? Could it be like gorgeous? And now I'm picturing like hot guys with their shirts off chopping wood.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God. And I'm just a woodchuck coming out of a hole. Like, hey girl. I'm just like popping out of trees. Like, hey girl, don't mind me. Just watching Armando cut this wood, girl.
It's so funny. Can you show us how it's done, Armando?
Armando, can you, do you mind just showing me, like putting your hand on mine?
And, there's a couple of swings there. Are you warm? Do you need to take your shirt off? No, I'm really excited. God. And I'm thinking of it as like a like this house that we're in now, I always thought of as a place to have parties and entertain, because you know I love that.
100%.
And I can't believe how many people we know there. It's so weird.
It's a hot spot. You know, everybody was doing Cabo for a while, and then everybody was doing Palm Springs for a while, and now everybody's doing Idaho.
Well, I think what's nice about it is if you really wanted a year-round place without the altitude, because again, I think Aspen's spectacular.
100%.
But the one thing I did like about Idaho versus Aspen, like if you were doing like a comparison study, like Aspen's very fancy.
See.
Which I love, don't get me wrong, but you know, like as you see me right now, I have no makeup on, right? And I told you I haven't washed my hair in 3 days. I kind of like living like that.
I could not agree with you more.
And you can do that in Idaho. I think the bar is lower.
I think people are just there to relax. I'm telling you, the first time I put on a pair of jeans during quarantine, my body went into shock. Like my legs started itching. Like I was like, let me take a Benadryl. Cause I was like, something's not right. I'm telling you, I've never in my life had this moment, but I hadn't worn pants or jeans. I mean, I was doing Skype calls in my underwear for 3 months.
You still wear underwear?
I still have to wear underwear now because I do Skype calls and sometimes I get up. So I'm just like, if I wasn't in a robe,
in commando now, I think.
I'm telling you, if I wasn't in a robe, I would be just in my underwear. And I just, for some random reason, when I put those jeans on, my body was like, what the hell is going on here?
Although I saw a picture of you recently. You're still shredded. So what are you talking about?
At the top, the bottom is a hole. Ooh, Heather, I could be a stunt double for Nicki Minaj right now.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I could be a stunt double for Nicki Minaj.
It's not right really now. Pretty what's going on over here either. That's why I went to the functional medicine doctor. I'm like, my hormones are whacked. I gained 10 pounds. I can't take them off. And I'm hoping there's going to be like some magic answer that doesn't involve get out of the pantry.
Oh, I am dying right now. My sweet tooth is like my worst enemy.
For me, it's just I don't know what's going on with me, but I finally, and then I didn't even, drinking. Yeah. You know, I was trying to do edibles a few nights a week and stop drinking so much.
And that goes haywire too. Cause then you start eating.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle. Meanwhile, did you watch Hamilton?
No, I've seen it on, don't tell me anything.
I saw it
on Broadway twice, so yeah. I'm interested to see it this time.
I saw it in LA when it was here. Did it have a residency or was it on tour? I can't remember.
It was on tour. It came here for like 2 weeks or something, 3 weeks.
It was literally the most brilliant show I've ever seen.
So let me give you a pro tip, because you've seen it once, right?
Yeah.
You need to really, if you see it on a second time, I think what you should do, and someone gave me this tip, someone who works inside Broadway, was like, wait until the curtain is almost closed. And what you should do is, if there's any more headsets for the hearing impaired, you should rent one. And I was like, why would I do that? He was like, trust me, just do it. You could hear every word so crisp in these songs because they rap so fast sometimes that sometimes you miss it. I have never experienced anything like this before in my life. If you ever get a chance, anyone out there seeing Hamilton, get the headsets.
But you're saying wait so that people that actually need them have them. But if there's any left over, then you, that's so brilliant because it really does go fast. But when you sit there, listen, they have it on Disney Plus right now with the original cast. Is it from the original Broadway production or did they redo it?
No. They had filmed this a while back and then sold it recently to Disney.
Okay. So when you watch this thing and if you have not seen the show, you've got to watch this. I can't wait to see the original cast. I'm dying because, there's certain shows that you need to see the original cast.
Yes.
And there's but some also, that live on.
But also, I think, because I saw it with both.
Okay.
I think everybody was so excited about Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think everybody was pumped about the show, about the music, about the performance. And, you know, it's like, you have to see with Lin-Manuel. You have to see with Lin-Manuel. You have to see with Lin-Manuel. And it's like, no, it's true. You do have to see with Lin-Manuel. But the guy who took over for him did just as an amazing job as he did, I will say. But I think it was because he was the guy who wrote it and produced it and directed it. Everybody was so hyped for you to see it. But if you don't get to see it with him, it's still as amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And when you think about the fact that Lin-Manuel wrote this show, it took him 6 years and it reminds me of Beethoven. It's like that genius mind. And when you see this interracial cast and it's not, and what I loved about it at the time, I remember thinking, I love that this is an interracial cast and it's never discussed.
100%. It wasn't even like talked about that Alexander Hamilton was like, you know, half this or half that or that.
Didn't matter. Or one of the Schuyler sisters is white. Like, the other two are black. It didn't matter.
It's confusing, but it doesn't matter.
But
because you know, I'm like, confused. I'm sisters.
But you weren't confused watching it. It made it so beautiful because it just made everyone the same.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't you think?
Things where you couldn't believe you were seeing it. Like at intermission, I was like, I cannot believe I'm actually getting to experience it because I never believe the hype in anything. Like if somebody's like, no, you need to see Beyonce at Coachella. And I'm like, I heard it was great. I heard it was good. I remember watching it on Netflix. And someone was like, no, you have to see this. You have to see this. And when you get there and you're in the middle of the concert, you're like, wow, I'm so happy you guys dragged me here. That's the same way I felt about Hamilton.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I got to experience it. Have you ever seen Dear Evan Hansen?
Yes.
Another great one. Not the same, but just you need to see it.
It's a very good show. But I remember because I took Max to see it and she was, I can't remember how old she was, 13, but it's so heavy.
Yeah. It's a heavy one.
It's a heavy one. And then, you know, Katarina is really into Broadway and she dragged me to some shows last year. And I'm a musical theater girl. And even I was like, I'm sorry. If I walk out and I can't hum something,
oh my God.
I'm out. I don't even want to say what the shows were, but some of them were good. Some of them, but we saw a whole bunch of shows in like 4 days.
I would have died. The last show I saw was Erika Jayne as Roxy Hart.
Oh, did you get to see her?
I got to see her and it was, I'm so mad she only had one residency, that she only had one run, because if she had it in her to do another one, I would suggest everyone go see it. It was, I was impressed because she was surrounded by people who had been 20 years in the game.
Right.
You know, veterans that had, you know, been on Broadway and been in some of the biggest shows. So as my friend, I was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And I brought a guy with me who's a Broadway snob. He's a choreographer. And he was like, you know, you should just experience it for what it is. It's not going to be this like crazy performance. And he literally was like, wow, she really went there.
And it was one of the first weeks that she was in it. I went week three. And I just couldn't believe where she was as a performer and as an actress. And she really just took the character over. You couldn't see a glimpse of her in it. It wasn't Erica Jane. It wasn't Pat the Puss. It was Roxy Hart. It was weird.
Good for her. I love that. She used Eric Vitro was her vocal coach, who I've worked with for years. And it was so funny because I remember him telling me, right when they offered her the part, he was like, listen, you know, I just need to tell you, I don't want you to think I'm cheating on you or anything. Like, because I mean, years ago, 20 years ago, way before Housewives or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he feels proprietary that I'm, you know, his girl. And so, you know, he wanted me to know that he was good. Was it okay? I was like, oh my gosh, Eric, he's the sweetest man. Oh my God, he's so talented.
I am so happy for her.
He said she was phenomenal.
I could never do it. I actually tried to do, because I saw it week three and I was so impressed. I wanted to go back towards the end to see where the character had went or where she had took it. And I didn't get to go back. And I'm really upset that I never got to experience it again.
You know, I don't know Erica, but all I hear is that she's such a fabulous girl.
She's awesome. This whole crop of ladies right now on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know, Dereed and Erica and Teddy and Rinna and Garcelle, like, I just feel like it's a good group of women. And of course, Denise Richards is Denise Richards, like, legend, icon, can't do no wrong, but is doing wrong this season. I don't know how she got caught in this trap, but I hope she gets herself out of it.
Everyone has a bad season.
Oh, and you know what they do. You know what they do. They let you have a good season so you feel willy-nilly.
And they suck you in. They suck you in and then they spit you out.
Oh, and Twitter, y'all are some ruthless people.
I know. Twitter's a mean lady.
Twitter is a nasty. She is Corona's stepsister.
Yeah. Oh.
She is Rena, Rona's older, bitter sister. I got
You're
off of Twitter.
So funny. I love you. I want to have you back. We got to keep talking and keep our conversation going. And by the way, the answer to you is you're always welcome at my house in Idaho.
Oh my God. Yes. 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 Make sure everyone records that. So when I send her my request weekends.
Oh, you've got a writer? Oh, I thought you had requests like for the refrigerator.
No. I just want to request certain weekends.
All right. Tell everyone how to find you.
You guys, I am every day on E at 12:30 on Daily Pop. And if you want to listen to my podcast, it's just a sip. It's funny, insightful, and downright kind of dirty celebrity interviews. We get a little dirty on Just a Sip. And that's anywhere you get podcasts. It's produced by E. So come and find me.
Oh, we didn't even talk about your OnlyFans account. We're going to have to save that for next time.
We're going to save that for next time.
Mm-hmm.
And hashtag, everybody, hashtag Breonna Taylor if you hear this.
Well said. Thank you so much. I love you. And I will be in touch.
Bye.
Bye, my love.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
Thank you guys so much for listening. What a fun show. So, hey, message me at Heather Dubrow. Let me know about the Idaho house. Do you think we should try to turn it into a show? What do you think? I would love to hear what people's interest level is. And then, hey, if you got a second, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That would be so awesome. And say what you love about Heather Dubrow's World. And thank you so much, and we will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.